This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. They're finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Oh, great song.
Nah, I wouldn't go that far, but it has been a while.
I've heard it a lot.
You got pounded into submission now.
You know, I don't want to, like, beg for it, but, like, how have we not gotten some kind of award from something saying this is like some community outreach we do with the FOF line?
We do.
It really is.
Because I got to imagine we have stopped, through the FOF line, stopped crimes, road rage, people going off on their boss man or others.
I hear about Jefferson Awards, Golden Apples.
I know.
Let's get an FOF
I want a golden microphone. No, I don't. That's a whatchamacallit thing.
That comes with a lot of pills if you get one of those.
I know it. Rest in peace.
Rush.
Rush.
What if we change it to the EIB studio?
No. Oh, who owns that now? That's got to be embargoed.
There's no telling. All right. The FOF line. When you get mad, upset, aggravated.
Wrist rock. Wrist. Get.
864-241-4318. And there is some constructive criticism for someone on the show, Fatboy says.
Let's go ahead and lead off with that. I'll go ahead and start with it. We talked about wheelbarrows on the show.
Oh, boy.
And
wheelbarrow.
You know what? That's how you know this call is not about you.
Okay.
You just said it right.
Wheelbarrow.
Evidently, I don't know how to say it.
Oh, you say barrel?
Wheelbarrow.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, well,
barrel.
Maybe this was you the call, man.
Like Yogi.
Maybe you agree with this fella.
Mm.
I don't, but here he is.
Fat boy, it's not not wheelbarrow. It's wheelbarrow. We're in the south.
Short and sweet, right?
I mean, he's right.
To the point.
You just gotta kind of pick up with the dialect.
Don't feel bad. I was born here in Beaufort, and I don't speak Southern.
Well, this is Greenville.
Yeah, like
well,
that's
it is South Carolina.
Yeah, but I don't talk like somebody from Charleston.
Yeah, you were born in the pretty bougie part of the state.
You were. And it's nothing to look. I was born the opposite of that.
Where I was born was not bougie at all.
I was born in the crunchy part.
I mean,
I was born on the military base.
But, like, if
my mom tells stories of the beach there and how they have sand fleas.
Sand fleas?
Something like that. Once you live.
Sand fleas will get your crabs. They'll kill your dungies.
I don't know.
Well, I do. So.
Tawny dungy.
I promised you this last week, and I fouled it up. So I'm going to make sure I deliver on that promise this week.
You botched it.
Botched it. You call me Botchomania. I should have made it. Here's the guy originally calling about golf carts.
Can we call you a fat botch?
God.
It's too close to bitch.
That's actually. Not nice.
Yeah, or like, you know, like, you know what? You can do whatever.
I like calling you Bat Boy better.
I know. Like, I'm the one from the news.
We're going to call you that. We're going to get you a Bat Boy jersey, maybe. Fat Boy and I are going to be at a Spartan Burgers game soon.
Yeah, we are.
TBA on that. And
get ready for that nice stadium, Fifth Third Bank Stadium, right?
Yeah.
Love all it right. out there.
What about this one?
Oh, here's the original call about golf carts.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
This is to all these motherfuckers that live in these small towns that be driving their golf carts down the main road. Here's a clue for you. It's illegal to drive a golf cart, four-wheeler, your lawnmower in traffic, and they're going like 2.5 miles an hour, and you're sitting here trying to get your kids to school, and they're leisure riding in their golf cart. Here's a clue: get on the damn side of the road where you belong.
Oh,
do you hear it? Like, honest to God, I mean, you know, I feel the same way about those. I saw one the other day. You know, Stallings Road.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty major road. And yeah, there's half of a golf course there. But I'm like,
it's a long road.
He's driving all the way to damn Eagles at the end of Stallings Road. And I'm like, man, like, I don't know what the. You get behind a moped, it's legal for them to be on the road, and they go about the same speed. And a lot of them will know their place. They'll kind of, you know, ride the shoulder, let you go by. Many of them will ride damn right splitting in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like when bikers go side by side in the same lane. It makes me too nervous for you.
Yeah, because you don't want them to pull out in front of you.
No, I don't want them to catch freaking hit their legs and lay it down, and then I'm going to run over them.
Yeah, please don't.
Oh, my legs. Madman ran over my legs.
No, you fell down in front of me.
If Madman ran over your legs, call the FOF line.
864-241-4318.
A lot of nice white houses out there on Stallings Road. I mean, they're really building it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they just tore down the golf course.
Yep.
Is that where it's all going?
They paved the road, too.
I told you. That's why we quit having golf tournaments, because if we had a golf tournament, your golf course is probably out of business or going out of business.
Oh. Ramon, they paved my road. Here's a response to the golf cart guy.
To the guy that called in about everybody riding around on golf carts, you leave a little earlier, you know why? Because we can do like that in our little bitty town, mother. And by the way, to my fellow employees that got free breakfast this morning, you. Because I didn't get no free breakfast because I'm with the boss. So, f*** you. And
we say all that on Tuesdays here.
Yeah.
No, I mean, come on.
We're here Monday through Friday. On Tuesdays, they have a catered meal brought in. Coincidentally, the day when they have meetings. And
why can't we ever get first crack?
It's always brought in at like 8:30 when we're in here working hard, talking and things, mm-hmm. being funny.
By that point, I'm gearing up for lunch, to be honest with you.
I know.
Having breakfast at... See,
I only eat brunch on the weekends.
Oh, I at 10, yeah.
Grits Bar. I linter in during the week.
Grits Bar and some mimosas.
I love
we're talking
Grits
we have
Bar.
Here.
That sounds good, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
Girls raised in the South?
Well, that sounds even better.
You can put whatever you want on top of your grits if there's a Grits Bar.
If you got a grit sticker and a Slut Life sticker, I'm like, you know what? That's a cool chick.
Salt. Salt Life. Which is so funny because you live in Greenville. You ain't got the salt life. You don't.
I have the salt life.
You're like 4.5 hours away from the
you
salt.
You ain't a salt lifer?
I wish I was a salt lifer.
But you ain't.
I am.
I've never been a salt lifer.
You're like a person driving around with a rubber duck on their dash and it ain't a Jeep.
I'll be honest with you. I don't surf, okay?
I'm a legit salt lifer.
I don't have a boat. I'm not good at driving a boat.
Fat Boy's sodium levels are through the roof.
The Rise Guys.
I was waiting on it
every morning
with Fat Man.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy.
I wonder how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys morning show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Feeding time. That's right. Feeding time. That's right. Hey, sweet girl. Hey. What you doing? You just licked my phone, girl. What you doing? What you doing? Huh? What you doing, boy? Feeding time.
What are you saying?
Otis, where you at? Otis. There's Otis. Hey, boy. Hey, what you doing? You just licked my phone, girl. You give me kisses? Give me kisses? Say hey, Laura. Give me kisses. What you doing? Feeding time.
You know, I was recently approached by a Tractor Supply that want to join forces with me and do a music video.
You should.
Slash commercial.
Feeding time.
They're talking to Hype Williams.
Well, you definitely should.
About doing the music.
Can I borrow that song for choreography?
I will promotionally lease it to you.
Yeah.
Because I thought Alora was one of your neighbors. I'm like, why are you asking her if she wants kisses?
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Elora. Yeah, I know. A certain Hey Baby. What's the same? She's, how's Laura doing? I'm like, what? Who that?
Who that?
Your mom with names is very fun.
Always, like, adds an extra letter or removes a letter. Like, you know.
She thought my wife's name was Juanita.
She did? Like, no, it wasn't that. It was something else.
Yeah, it was.
It was Juanita? Okay. But what was the one?
Juanita. I was like,
what was the one recently? She said it on the show. It was like she left the initial out or added one or something. I forget what
I'm trying to remember who she was talking
about. Was it Montel B. Jordan instead of Michael
No,
B. Jordan?
It was Super Bowl halftime singer.
Kendrick Lamar?
Mary Jo.
Mary Jo Blige. That's what she said, yeah, a couple years ago. Okay. It always comes back.
No, she's a Michael. Michael.
Hold on. Spike Jones just emailed. He wants in.
Michael J. Fox, but she didn't say it. She said it a different way.
God. It wasn't Michael G. Fox.
No.
Michael Fox Jr.? Something. Yeah, she always adds one or replaces one by accident.
Michigan J. Fox.
She's so...
He's like the frog. Original. Ribbit.
He's a frog, Matthew says, hello, my baby. Hello, my honey.
You know, they are making Looney Tunes cards now the way they make Pokemon. And
they should.
They are.
That's brilliant.
Unbelievable. They're doing like the old Fleer cards.
Because wouldn't you want Bugs Bunny?
Bugs Bunny, like all anything Warner, and they're doing those very expensive limited edition cards, and they're again more adults buying them than kids, but it's just wow.
What would be the rare one? That's what I want to see.
I know this. It's that big red old red monster.
Don't it looks like a heart or whatever?
It's called like Gilgamesh or something.
Oh yeah,
not Gargamel.
What is that damn thing?
What is that called? I don't even Google it.
It looks like a heart, like you said, red.
Yeah, I know what you're
yeah he would always mess orange around with Bugs
Road,
Bunny.
Roadrunner.
Nope.
Was he orange?
He was kind of
he was orange and black, right?
I think he was just called the monster. Let's see. Gossamer.
Gossamer.
Gossamer, not yes. Gargamel. That's a Gilgamesh.
Gargamel. Gilgamesh.
Of course, that's what people from Turkey eat. That's goulash. Damn it.
Can I
it
tell Russians you something?
I'd rather you not, but go ahead.
I won't.
It might take a while.
Go ahead.
It's National Barbershop Quartet Day.
Oh, the remedial quartet's got to get back together.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Bottom, bottom, dum, 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 dum. We are the
Alabama,
remedial quartet.
Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana. Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio,
Puerto
Oklahoma,
Rico,
Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming.
Time to quit the class.
Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, the remedial generals.
It's my ass. Where's my flowers?
Kiss his ass.
Happy Hanukkah.
Okay.
Here's a guy
give
who's...
Give you the clap.
Well, I got it back in the 90s, Paige. They cured it.
Here's a guy who's tired of driving everywhere and wants a little bit of help. That's all he's asking for.
Ooh, I need an oxygen tank.
Yeah, that's just for that f***ing moron that I f***ing work for. I drive from Oconee to Greenville every morning, and then from Greenville to Asheville almost every day, and then from Asheville back to Oconee. A lot of times there's a 350 round trip. I am f***ing tired of this bullshit. Get your thumb out of your ass. Get your thumb out of your wife's ass. You start putting in some work, too. Try a little harder to keep some f***ing workers, because you're about to lose this one, bitch.
If he had both thumbs firmly placed there, it'd be tough to drive.
I'm trying to figure out the thumb logistics.
Driving with his knees?
Like, because he's got one up his, right?
Like, he's got to be, like, arching the back to do it. He's got one on her. He's driving with the knee, I guess. Huh.
Unless he's got, like, you know, long fingers and he's got his hand up under the bottom of the steering wheel.
A green thumb means you're good at plants. What does a brown thumb mean?
That's a good
you're good
question.
At chocolate.
Is it like a brown nose?
It's the award you get when you work at the Doodoo Pond.
Paige said you're good at chocolate. You're fun. You have to drop off the hostages. At the pool.
Oh, the chocolate hostages.
What was it? Drop the hostages out of solitary confinement.
You had to release the chocolate hostage.
There you go. Release the chocolate there hostage from the solitary confinement. Here we go. Gossamer said that.
This lady here got cheated on. Mm. Sucks.
No. Mm.
She's been cheated on and... How'd the song go? Beat it on? Did you say beat it on?
Cheated
on and beat it on. Mm. Feed it on. Well, she took him back. Don't know why she took him back, but guess what? They say a dog can't change the spots on his nuts or whatever.
Yeah, well, yeah, but you're
dog
supposed
never
to
never changes his spots.
Be yep forgiving and give a second chance. In fact, there's a church called that. And you know,
sometimes goodbye is a second chance.
Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers.
A great musician once said, boom, lay, boom, lay, boom. I don't know what it means.
A great musician said, I want two pina coladas. And two thumbs on each hand.
Two thumbs.
Yes, yeah, so I can put it up my wife's ass, my ass, and drive down the road.
You stupid motherfucker. You cheat on me not once, but twice, and I'm dumb enough to take you back. And there you are, f***ing gone again. What the f*** is wrong with you? Can you not think of other people ahead of your f***ing d***? What the f*** is wrong with you? You are a f***ing parent. Get your head out of your motherfucking ass and act like one.
Let's go live to up an ass. There's two thumbs and a head currently.
Thumb wars. Oh, wow. Imagine that.
How do we get up here? It's like Survivor. We got this week on Ass Island. We've got two thumbs and a head.
And they're wrestling each other. It's like Rock'em Sock'em.
Rock'em Sock'em.
One of them's got a Coke nail on his thumb too, so he's gonna start cutting the other
jagged
thumb.
Jagged edge.
Yeah. Mm. Oh. The great Alanis Morissette.
Oh, great group from Atlanta.
Boom La Boom. That was good too.
Boom La Boom.
A great musician once said Boom La Boom.
You,
another one once said Boom Chakatata. Ooh.
Yeah, a great musician, bald, once said Ooh Wah. Oi, oi.
Oi, oi. You feel that? Oh, crap.
Yeah, it's Friday for sure.
This guy works with a younger dude who just got promoted over him.
No.
Understandably, he's not happy.
Okay.
Which is some young punk, whippersnapper.
Yeah.
Wet behind the bag or whatever
they
say.
Pay them less because they don't have as many responsibilities.
Yeah, and they love to climb the ladder for less money. You just got to give them that little attention.
That's why I advise hating the previous generation as a general rule.
That's what you advise.
Because they're going to laugh at you because you're dressing like a dad. Guess what? I am. I'm a grandpa too.
Well, how else would you dress if you don't dress like a dad?
I don't, though.
I should take a picture of my shoes because they are great.
Oh, did you get your new ones?
Look at that. What color are they?
Damn. Hold on. Let me hit the light real quick. I don't want to feed the whole break with this, but like.
Whoa.
Be honest.
Damn, dude. They're chrome.
Oh, those are pretty. Look at you.
Chrome?
Look at that.
He's stylish.
Hey, what is the color style? It's not petty blue.
He's got his white shorts to match his shoes.
Oh, I know, man.
So hot.
Feels good walking on them, don't it?
You know what also feels good, people out there? When you wear your pants around your waist, when you don't have half your ass crack showing, that's what feels really good.
Are you wearing that red shirt because you're a little naughty today, fat boy?
He looks like he should be standing in front of a Shoney's holding a tray above his head.
The sucker tree. I miss the sucker tree.
Shoney's fat boy, everybody.
All right, this comes out to this little motherfucker that I work with that's 19 years old who decided that he would apply and actually end up getting a fucking lead position. You little snot-nosed motherfucker. Just because you get it don't mean you can fucking talk shit about everybody. I don't care. I'll put your f***ing ass in its place, send your ass back up the f***ing mountain crying to your f***ing mama. Besides, you get your f***ing hair cut by a f***ing traveling barber. Who the f*** does that?
What?
That's kind of cool, though.
You got to cut on the guy's hair.
Yeah, but what traveling if they do a barber. Good job and you just, like, you got to call him. Where are you? Man, I'm in Phoenix right now.
Hey, could you come?
I need you to come back to Greenville.
Come line me up, bro.
I'm a migrant worker. I cut hair.
That's awesome.
I'll never forget when somebody asked you where I get my hair cut. And you said, I think it's bathroom.
It's bathroom.
I said, it's well, at the time, that's what you had told me you did. Now it looks like you do it yourself.
I got to start going somewhere.
Actually, I mean, you haven't seen my head. I haven't seen your head in years.
Whoa.
Let's look.
Yours is getting a little, like, around the sides.
A little windblown.
I haven't gotten a haircut in the last I get beard trim, which sounds like I'm talking about sex. But I'm talking about getting it trimmed down. I'm getting a little bit of the wings on the side.
Might be time for you to make an appointment there, Butch Patrick.
I can trim both your beards.
We'll see all the... See, all
talking about my bottom beard?
Go see a hot barber.
Oh.
You got a hot barber, do you? Go see it.
Do you have a hot barber?
Yeah.
Okay. What's really his name?
I was waiting on it. Well, guess what? We've got a road hole issue. Road holes everywhere.
Road holes.
What?
And if this dude hits one more road hole, he's going to lose his mind.
I thought we were paying all that tax money for the road holes.
So I thought Hanky Mack don't want to fill these road holes. He don't want us to gamble either. It's against our heritage as a state.
Well, I mean, if we look at the heritage of our state, there's a lot that's bad about it.
I mean, because you
especially
want people to
talk about down in Charleston.
You want people to buy lottery tickets with debit cards, but we can't gamble because nobody carries cash around no more.
You know, so that's a very interesting thing what you said there, because like we know the real. Did someone just take a sigh? Like this is going to be boring.
No, that was me breathing.
Okay,
I exhaled.
I was just like, oh, here we go, another story.
Thanks for having an organism.
But like, you know, a business that works primarily like a drug dealer, for instance. Now I do understand that some of them Venmo and Cash App and stuff now.
I don't know
but
why.
Like, but the other way, it was like it was untracked or whatever. So when they say you have to use cash to buy the lot, like. It's kind of ironic in a sense.
Yep.
It's all cash. So, like, how is that dispersed back in? Like, honest to God, like, is there a Brinks truck for the state? Is it a state truck that we don't really know? And it's taking the money down Columbia, I guess? And
that's a good question. Like, how?
It's a warehouse is full of money? How do they disperse that into the bank and stuff? Or does it always stay in cold, hard cash? Or did they? I mean, it's all kind of it's messy, is what it is. Messy.
Like yeah, like they have a big deposit bag.
Maybe the problem Miami said the city of said they had back in the 80s is they had all this influx of cash that people were getting from dealing drugs.
Yeah.
And they had to build their own banks, their own credit unions, just so they can house
this
all this cash.
That's what they had to do out in whatever, Menlo Park, California, is mm-hmm. that where it is?
Yeah. Right?
Where
San Rafael
they
area.
They all those banks quit dealing with digital companies and stuff, you know, because they saw some collapse coming or whatever. So they one of those guys, one of the Google guys or from Waymo or whatever, started a bank.
Miami had more banks than any city in the country in the 80s.
Really?
By far, yeah, because all the drug trade coming in from
drugs.
For sure.
All the drugs from Colombia.
Damn.
That makes sense.
That is.
Let's
crazy.
Start a bank.
Do you want to? We can make up a fake name
I'm
like
so
that.
I'm so sick and tired of driving around this stupid-ass state getting potholes every 5 seconds. Every time I look around, there's a new pothole or old pothole gets bigger. Just about hit one big enough to swallow my truck. Bullshit. Like, this state charges us extra money on our gas for road improvements and all kinds of shit. And there ain't shit done about it. Potholes, man. Tired of potholes.
Yeah, where is that?
Did
your
you
tires?
Edit that at all?
No. Well, God. I had to edit out
the. Well, the bleeping, but like, it's yeah. Like he said the same thing like 3 times. I hate freaking potholes.
I understand. Holes. I've been on certain roads where you're just like, really, people? How do you let this happen? And how do you let this go on?
But also, I agree with all that. Every even in nicer parts of Greenville, there are potholes. I mean, just like weird ones. Like, there's one. I don't want to say exactly where, but no, for not any particular reason. But
you want people to hit it.
Just pop a tire.
I try to like you know like it's a field goal. I try to like get it right between right. The tires because if you hit one, like if I hit it every day, eventually it would knock my front end out of line.
Yeah.
Like, but when you realize you cannot miss it and it's a big one, you're like, oh my god, this
uh-huh.
is gonna suck.
Oh, big time. But what I was gonna say is, so many of and dude. I drive all over, as do most people, but like I see road. I saw on Fatboy Furman Hall Road yesterday, completely, yep. You know, one laned because they were fixing that road. Out, of course, you get out in the country and stuff like those roads that I always take, back roads that are less traffic and whatever. They're doing fixing all those roads now, so we can't bitch about it being bad when they're trying, and then bitch about when they're fixing it.
Can't you file a claim with the DOT if you pop a tire?
You can for a cracked windshield too, because that's who mine was.
Oh well.
And my insurance company will handle it, but it was their damn gravel truck.
I'm about to go sit on my windshield and then file a claim.
you would be in the front seat real quick.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're having a little bit session here.
It's been so good off the air. Like, sometimes I just don't even want to come back on for a second.
Yeah, you don't want to bring it back on the air. And because I mean, it was fun negativity, right? I mean, it wasn't like bitchy. It was kind of like, oh, this stuff drives me up the wall.
Because we'll have this, you know, we might want to ask a question of the other. Mm-hmm. But by the time we do a seg break again, we forget.
Forgot what it was. Sometimes, yeah. Dude, actually, the other day when I went to the gym, I listened to the podcast. It was the day that we had Jeff Hardy on. I wanted to hear it again. And I ended up hearing 2 hours of the show that day. And I was like, holy crap. I can't remember what it was now, but I was like, there's some little routine we were getting into kind of improvisationally. And it was like, man, that was solid. And I had forgotten all about it. And it was great.
Well, look, it's not every day you reenact the train scene from Blazing Saddles, but maybe we'll do it again next week.
Well, Jeff Hardy wanted to do it.
here's a message to people that are thinking about moving here to South Carolina. And I bet you Chattanoogans would probably say the same about their great city.
Look out.
It's full.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you come here.
Yeah.
It's kind of what this guy's saying.
There's only a few states that can say that anymore. And they're all in like the same area.
In Tennessee, you can gamble in Tennessee.
And not pay taxes on it.
I'm telling you. They got to figure it out up there.
They've got Dollywood. They've got Pride.
Oh, I love Gatlinburg.
They've got volunteers everywhere.
Some people like Memphis barbecue. I'm not the hugest fan of it.
They have a river that Alabama sing about. Imagine another state sung a song about your Tennessee River.
I got it.
That's pretty amazing right there. 864-241-4318.
Now, let me preface this by saying that I might not be, you know, native, born and raised in South Carolina,
but I have been here for about 25 to 30 years. And in this 25 years, I'd like to think that I've built up my own little home here and can speak, you know, for some of South Carolina, or at least for the part of us when I say that we're f***ing full in Bowling Springs. Coming here. I lived there. We moved, all right? We're f***ing, everyone's dipping out. Why are y'all coming? Quit building s***. Traffic's f***ing horrendous, all right? You know, I moved from Florida to get away from this bullshit, and y'all gonna bring Florida here? Bringing the f***ing meth addicts and bath salt addicts soon, too? Oh, f*** this s***. Leave it.
I don't know what it is, and this is not any kind of whatever either, but it's like, Russians love Bowling Springs, South Carolina.
Why do you think it is?
I don't know.
They got a target now? Or
I don't know. He is absolutely right. Because right there on Highway 9, that used to be just, you know, not that peaceful, not calm, but like, you know, just normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the addition of Target, which was always talked about. I never thought it would happen. Whataburger. And then you got right up the road, Walmart, which is, you know, obviously right there diagonal. Chick-fil-A, right. And you're talking about this same little congruent area where there's this like groundswell of people. Oh, no, by the way, Bowling Springs High School right here. So yeah. If you're
dogs.
There at 2:30 to 3:30, you're going to be there to 5:30, 6:30.
Because of the traffic.
Oh, my God.
Didn't they have a Capri's in Bowling Springs?
Yes.
Yeah, I love
Capri's. Okay, I remember that back in the day.
That corner, remember I told you there's a church that puts up chains so people can't cut through their parking lot to get out of the red light, which I thought
that is not nice.
Yeah, but it's, I get it. I think it comes from an insurance standpoint or whatever, but that's exactly where that is. They put up chains so people can't cut through there.
What?
So somebody got to text me, what happened to the old Ingles? Like, what's going on up there? Is that something else now? That was behind the McDonald's, right? Yeah, you had the McDonald's and the old Ingles.
Fats.
Yeah, that on that end.
Fats was up there. Yeah, I don't know what's there anymore.
We take over your city and you love it.
Yeah, I don't know.
We like to go to Ingles and eat the rotisserie chicken.
It might be a borscht store now.
might be. Welcome to cold potatoes and vodka.
Yes. Do you have an STD? Come up to Dr. Roger Kakoff's. He is from Mother Russia, and he will fix your genitalia problems.
That is our podcast, Potatoes and Vodka.
You see Ivan Koloff's going in the WWE Hall of Fame?
I saw his nephew wished him a very well-deserved whatever the hell.
You follow Nikita.
Let's finish with a guy who's not happy with a coworker.
Love you, Jeffrey.
Who was going to quit. So they knew that the guy was going to quit. Well, guess what?
What?
He did not honor his notice. He quit a little early.
I did that.
Oh, yeah, I did it. I did it at lunchtime. I apologize to the management at Washington Street Post Office. It's been over 20 years, and I walked off the job.
Every employee that I used to work with,
Andre, I'm sorry.
I'll say it right now, at Index Printing Solutions. When I, that day, I didn't get to say goodbye to some of my favorite people because I was wanting to stick it to the boss, and that sucks. Sherry Jenkins, if you hear this, I loved working with you. You were awesome.
I want to apologize to the Florkey family, Larry, Carey, and everybody.
Ah, former neighbors.
I shouldn't have walked out on you.
Remember that? That boy used to work with my neighbor when I was a kid. Small world.
Look at that. Well.
That was the chair.
Yeah, it was the chair. This guy's he's a little angry. He's going to call again if you keep farting in that chair.
It's a chair.
Hey, you, Gary, quitting bastard. Come in Monday, turned in your week notice, said you didn't go work till Thursday. Come in today and everybody. Just come in, decided that you're going to have to do a little bit more than what you was really hoping to do on your last day, and walk out. Piece of shit. That's what it's like, I guess, to be a damn Northern Yankee. Don't have no respect for no damn body but yourself, you piece of f***ing garbage.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm on my 14th hour covering for your sorry ass. Way to go, ass. You damn droopy talking and cowardly lying looking son of a bitch. I hope you have a real good time over at your new job. And by the way, while you're over there, find you a real nice secluded area and yourself.
Oh, okay, that's the clip. Yeah, that's probably what Sherry Jenkins was saying about me that day
when
I left at
area.
Lunch. Jeff and all the others over there, Jordan.
I mean, to my partial credit, I worked a half a shift before I walked out. I had to make sure I got my check first.
Yeah.
That's smart.
I remember it was a Thursday night, too. I had to go and watch Friends.
I remember I got a phone call that afternoon, and it was nice about the manager, Jeff. He said, hey, did you leave... you didn't leave the keys, because I drove a van, you know, for delivering. And he said, we need to get the keys. And I said, go look in the van. I left the keys in it. I know. Such somebody, a dick.
Some common hood could have taken it.
Somebody.
I've left the key in the front door before.
Yeah, but not on the day when you were selling the house. I mean, like, I literally, like, what? I was so immature and was becoming a father, like, in 6 months.
You were just stressed.
So mature.
This has got to come back at some point. People, like, grandiose ways you quit jobs, I guess.
If you know Sherry Jenkins in Greenville, South Carolina, let her know that I said that, and I want to arrange a luncheon. I'm sorry.
So she would buy.
To all the four, she would pay.
We're trying to make
it. That really flashed me right back to that, and I was like, "What a dick move that was."
I know, man. You know, like, it was, you just feel bad about doing it.
Yeah, at the time, it's like, I'm a show, and I was screwing every. The boss doesn't get screwed over; mm-mm. The employees do, and that's you got to look at that with everything. Like, when you get mad at a service being rendered to you at a business, and they're like, oh, "I'm sorry, our rules are this." Don't get mad at that person. Ask who the boss is, who the owner is, what's their Twitter handle, whatever. Get pissed at them. I see that happening so in real life and on like social media. Yeah. It aggravates the piss out of me because I'm like, it's not their rules. They just work there.
Hey, dude, let me tell you something. Unless you got a carrier route or you're working the mail machine in the back, working at the post office sucks.
When
you got to sort the mail into flats and whatever the hell else.
Yeah, but that's a good job, though. Yeah. I know somebody that worked in postal service for 30 years, and they do right nice out. Side of, you know, almost retiring.
I apologize, Craig. Everybody there.
I didn't get my mail because of you that day.
Saul. I'm sorry, Saul.
Late birthday cards, Paige, because of Fat Boy.
Oh.
Saul was the old
You went with a Saul?
He was an old Chinese man.
I love that.
Named Saul?
Suspenders, yeah.
What was it short for?
I don't know. Like, I can say it anyway. Like, I can pronounce it.
All right. Is that it?
Hey, yeah, we got to stop.
Okay.
This damn clock here.
Let's play some more of them on Monday. It'll be a fresh little thing, a little F off Monday.
Yeah.
Might as well.
That's when you're going to say it more anyway, right? When you get mad, upset, pissed on, pissed off, whatever it may be, ticked on, TO'd, PO'd, 864-241-4318, baby. Paige? I know. I apparently have like a quarter one kind of resolution where I want to start talking like Dusty Rhodes at least once every show.
You might laugh so hard Monday, you might have to rewipe if you're on the toilet.
Oh, God. Paige, what are you working on in the Plex?
Well, this thing that happened in California would make you lose your mind up in here if you were hungry. I'll tell you what happened next.
Oh, you're not talking about the Pride Parade in San Francisco where the guy's laying in the kiddie pool?
No.
Letting
you
people
lose
do whatever
behind there.
I think you would have just flipped out. In this situation, Fat Boy.
You saying he would go all out?
He would. He loses.
I don't even know what to guess. Cops sitting there watching people do stuff to this guy, not doing anything about it.
Did you see? I don't know what country it was happening in, but it was Europe or somewhere, and it was the cops with the big plexiglass shields that they would hold,
like a riot gear.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Okay. So this guy's like standing right in their face and Pope's like talking crap, and you can see like his spit is hitting the
scary.
The what'd you call it again?
Plexiglass.
Right gear.
Yeah.
So that cop takes that right gear and just pops that dude right in the nose.
Good.
He can buzz. Oh yeah, I know. That's where
he's a badass.
I'm cool with semi police brutality.
Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.